Act as though it were impossible to fail. Dorothea Brand. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for women over 40 who are building their lives, no matter what they're building. Helping you drop the wine, trust yourself again, and run your life like you mean it. I'm Becca Jacobson. I have a snippet for you, and it's almost a little mini book study. Now, if you're new in snippet land, please don't run away screaming because I just said book study. I'm a former English professor, and so now and then I bring books to the show, and together we read them from a perspective of living an alcohol-free life. Well, today I'm not doing a book study per se, but I do want to share with you a book that I read, I don't know, last year or something. And I'm actually not doing a book study on this one because it just, it got a little bit dense and I thought I can't wade through this book. But I do want to share a part of this book. Now let's start with the author. This is a woman named Dorothea Brand. She was a well-regarded American journalist, fiction writer, and writing instructor. And she was known for her practical guidance on the creative process. So this is a quote directly from, I think, Wikipedia. One of her best-known books was called Becoming a Writer, but for our purposes, I'm more interested in a book she wrote called Wake Up and Live. Wake Up and Live. In that book, she says the famous quote, act as though it were impossible to fail. Act as though it were impossible to fail. She encourages confidence and bold action, suggesting that by believing in success and acting accordingly, we can overcome inertia and tap into unseen forces. Gals, this is what I want to talk about. Act as though it was impossible to fail. And I want to tie this to the idea of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So kind of got a couple of things going on here, but they tie together. Basically, what made me think of this is when I speak to you gals, most of us have in common a very low, a very low expectancy of success when it comes to alcohol, which makes absolute sense because we failed so many times. If you're over 40 and struggling with alcohol and have been for a while, you've failed, right? You may not have failed at anything else in your life. You may be very successful, but when it comes to alcohol, you have failed. And when we fail over and over and over, it picks away at our self-confidence in this area of life, and we start to disbelieve that we'll ever be able to quit. We start to think, oh my God, I'm going to be able to do everything but this. And the problem with that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We start to think like that, well, I'm never going to be able to quit. I can't quit drinking. When we start saying that inside of our heads, I can't quit drinking, then we can't quit drinking because we don't believe we can quit drinking. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Listen, no matter how many times you failed, I really need you to believe that you can quit drinking. I need you to act as if it were impossible for you to fail. I need you to wake up in the morning, even if you drank the night before when you weren't intending to. I need you to wake up in the morning and say, I can do this. No matter what happens, I am going to conquer alcohol. One way or another, it is going to happen. Because I'm here to tell you that it will happen if you keep going and keep trying. More importantly, it will happen when you get the help you need. That's the bottom line. But if you've been in snippet land any length of time, you know that I will tell you over and over that once you get the help you need, it's a done deal. It's continuing to try and get sober alone is what creates all the failure. It's what created all my failure. But let's stay on topic. What is topic? The self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you're a failure, you will fail. If you believe no one's going to show up for you, no one will show up for you. If you believe that you are never going to get over alcohol, then you're never going to get over alcohol. And now I know for absolute certain that one of the reasons I didn't get sober till I was 52 is it was my mantra. My mantra was very simple and very clear. I can't quit drinking. That's what I said to myself. every day, over and over. Now, I didn't realize I was saying that to myself. I thought I was just stating a fact because the evidence was right there in front of me. I had seen it over and over again. Look at that. I tried and I can't quit drinking. And I tried again and I can't quit drinking. And then I tried again and I can't quit drinking. I was just stating the facts. Look at my track record. I can't quit drinking. But here's the thing we have to know. No matter how many times we fail, we mustn't take up that mantra. That is not a good affirmation. I can't quit drinking is a terrible affirmation. There's no reason that we have to walk around stating the so-called facts. Look at my track record, Becca. I can't quit drinking. Look, if you failed in the past, you know it, I know it, so what? Forget about it. Let it go, drop it, and turn around and face the future. What would you like your future to look like? We must act as if it were impossible to fail, no matter what the history shows, no matter what the evidence is in front of our faces. Now, I'm not saying walk around lying to yourself, because that won't work either. I'm saying believe in yourself. Believe that your time is coming. Really, it's just up to you when. Because giving up alcohol is not only possible for you, but if you want it, it's right there. You just have to decide to take the actions that will get you there. And the first action is believing that you can do it. Quit setting yourself up with a self-fulfilling prophecy of failure. Now, I know that this is hard because we have this deep inner feeling of alcohol's got me. No matter what I do, I just keep failing. I spoke to a woman this morning that touched me deeply. And well, she has the life that I describe here, right? I know you're out there. And that life is exactly what I describe. She's educated. She has a career. She goes to yoga. She does this. She does that. She shows up for her family. Everything is there. It's all there on the outside. And then every night, she drinks a bottle of wine every single night, at least, plus usually a little bit more, and then gets up the next day and does it all over. And nobody knows. Her partner knows. That's it. Nobody else knows because she keeps showing up. That's the woman I'm talking to. That's you. That was me. That's us. That's why I'm here, because you're there. I know you're there. And hearing the pain in her voice, she's like, I don't know. I just feel like giving up because I can't live like this anymore. And yet I don't know how to change it. But luckily for her, she had tapped the link and booked a call on my calendar. And so I was able to talk to her. And now I'm happy to say she's in my perspectives group. Because once women get in my perspectives group, their lives change. So I'm here to ask you today, gals, do you believe you're going to fail? Please stop believing that, because it is a self-fulfilling prophecy that will play itself out year after year after year until you start believing that you can conquer this. Act as if it were impossible to fail. And not only that, but please start believing it. And then take the actions that will have you succeed at last. One of which is, of course, go to the show notes and give me your sacred mirror. That's a great beginning. What is a sacred mirror? Well, I've been talking about it for a couple of days now. It's new and I'm very, very excited about it. The sacred mirror is a reflection that I give to you. It is personal and it is just for you. When you tap the link in the show notes, it takes you to a very beautifully crafted form that I created for you. It's three simple questions that guide you to share a bit of your story with me. I read your answers, I turn on my microphone, and I reflect back to you what I'm hearing. It's not advice, it is not a sales pitch. It is a reflection of what I'm hearing, because we cannot guide ourselves. We cannot be our own reflection. Can you see yourself without a mirror? Like, seriously, you cannot. I cannot see myself without a mirror. Nobody can. We need a reflection. This is not just true of our physical selves. It's true of our inner selves. That's why I created the sacred mirror, so that you can see yourself just a little bit more clearly for one moment in time. That is a beautiful beginning to start believing that you can get over this and start acting as if it were impossible to fail. So here we are in early July. The Sacred Mirror just opened at the beginning of this month, and I'm already offering up reflections to the women who come and give me their story. Remember, the reflection is for you personally, and it comes in my voice, me, I'm the one doing it. And while you're waiting for it, because it takes about 24 to 48 hours, depending, for me to get to you, you will get a private, unpublished episode of The Snippets, just for women who say yes to the Sacred Mirror. It's called This Is Just Between Us. And frankly, it was a good one. I enjoyed making it, but I was determined not to publish it. So if you want to hear that snippet and you want a private reflection from me, all you have to do is go into the show notes, tap the link, and share a bit of your story with me. And I'm the only one who reads these. Only me, gals. I want to help you believe that you can get over this. I want to help you have a good self-fulfilling prophecy. And I want to help you act as if it were impossible to fail. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.